Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
8:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show at 8:31 in the a.m. No hitter yesterday for John Means in Seattle. Joining us right now, Vice President of Baseball Operations and General Manager for the Birds. He is Mike Elias. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. I'm still on cloud nine, Mike. I got to think, man, that yesterday, maybe around the sixth or seventh inning, you put everything aside and you became a fan for about the last two or three innings.
Yeah, totally. I wish I could say I was watching with rapt attention like everyone. Unfortunate timing. I was on an airplane. This is the time of year that I do some amateur scouting, and was on an airplane with wireless, so I was following along, you know, and the video wouldn't stream on the airplane wireless, so I was following along on the MLB app with the dots and the ball coming across the plate. So it was pretty nerve-wracking, but it was a unique way to experience what was a unbelievable feat for John and our team and our organization.
I was going to say that must have been excruciating to have to follow dots on for the no-hitter.
Yeah, it's one way to do it. But I hope I'll be watching live for the next one.
You know what's so funny about that? It's like degenerate me when I can't watch a game and I bet on it and I'm sitting here like watch. That's what I do is I sit there,
refresh,
strike, ball.
Yeah, that app takes years off your life, that's for sure.
Anyway, because of Means' performance, and you know, I always look the season, of course, with the no hitter. His name is actually people are talking about him in the same company as people like Gerrit Cole and you know Jacob DeGrom was a 2-time Cy Young winner. Where do you think he? Not to rank him by number, but where? How do you see him as? You know, where does he fit in the American League as far as starting pitchers go?
Well, I tell you, I mean, the names that you mentioned, it's heady company, and John's case is a little unusual because he's kind of a late bloomer. You know, he's 28 and was not particularly heralded coming through the minor leagues. You know, got his chance in the big leagues with us in 2019 when we were just kind of auditioning pitchers and took it and ran with it. So it feels a little unnatural to compare him to those guys. But then you look at what he has done since being in the major leagues, and in particular kind of a popular stat, WAR, wins above replacement, that he's generated since that time, and it's right there with DeGrom and these guys in a very short period of time. So, and you know, we all see what we see when we watch him pitch. So it's very exciting for him and for us, and it's you know, a testament to the incredible amount of work and adjustments that he's put in over the years and in the last couple of years, and the way he embraces everything and the work that he does. But it shows you that baseball players have unique, unpredictable paths to success. DeGrom himself is sort of like that.
Well, one of the things I was bringing up, I think it was yesterday or the day before, we were talking about the performances of some of the young arms in our minor league system. You have to be thrilled with what you saw from Grayson Rodriguez and D.L. Hall.
Yeah, two dominant outings from those two right out of the gates. Not surprising. You know, we got a long way to go and a lot of season left, but that was a great way to start. And then last night we had an excellent performance from Kyle Bradish in Double A, who we acquired in trade a couple of years ago. And Garrett Stallings threw well in his first start in Aberdeen last night, another guy we got in trade. So, yeah, it's fun watching our pitching box scores right now in the minors and in the majors.
Here with Mike Elias, Vice President of Baseball Operations, General Manager for the Baltimore Orioles. You know, Jeremy talked about the young guys. You know, we're talking about John Means. At 28, still young in terms of experience. And, you know, and if you go on Baseball Reference, you see this guy's not a free agent until 2025. So it has to be good knowing that he's going to be under team control, you know, in baseball years for a long time.
Oh yeah, it's wonderful having him. You know, the stability that he provides. You know, we like his delivery. We like the way he's put together physically. And now you're just seeing him coming into his own in terms of repeating and executing his pitches. And so, you know, he looks like a guy that you know, we hope can sustain this with good fortune and good health for a while for us.
This is something from a different perspective about no hitters. He gets his no hitter, which is, you know, a once in a career thing. I mean, since 69 was the last time a single Oriole threw one. That's how rare they can be. Bumgarner throws a no hitter in seven innings, but because of baseball changing the rules, he doesn't get one. How is this fair?
Yeah, I don't think the Bumgarner thing makes sense to me, because it's not his fault that they stopped the game after
they
seven
changed
innings,
the rules.
And the game counted as a seven inning game. So how does the game count, but the no hitter doesn't? I hope they can revisit that and credit him with the no hitter.
It only makes sense, you know, when you think about it. But back to the Orioles, and something that we've discussed was what Cedric Mullins has been doing. And I know we've asked you about this before, but it's so impressive. And I've said I'm not necessarily looking at wins and losses evaluating the team. I look at individual players until we get to the point where I believe we're taking that step forward. And I think we're really close. But what do you think about a guy like Ced Mullins and what you've seen from him just so far this year?
Well, obviously, it's been a great start to the season. You know, we've got a long way to go, and I always know and assume that, you know, guys are going to have ups and downs, and, you know, some guys will get cold, other guys will get hot. But we, you know, you look at him and his approach and how short to the ball he's been, how he's making use of the fact that he's got a lot of power for his size and, like, from the wrist down. And so he's able to be this short to the ball and still impact. And one thing that's not going to get hot or cold with him is the defense. I mean, he is an extremely elite center fielder. I mean, just on point with everything. I can't recall since I've been with this team a play where you go, oh, he should have got to that ball. I just haven't seen it yet. I mean, he's just covering everything. So he's been excellent. I think he will continue to be an excellent leadoff hitter for us. And he's another example of some twists and turns development-wise that can happen. You know, he got to the major leagues really quick, skipped Triple-A, and sort of had some ups and downs, particularly in 2019 when we had to send him back to the minor leagues. But he's put in the work. I think we're seeing the player that we saw coming, this organization saw coming when he was playing well in the minor leagues several years ago. And he's really settled in mentally as a major leaguer, and abandoning the right-handed switch hitting has been helpful too. I think it's simplified everything for him, and you know, we see what he's doing against left-handed pitching right now, and obviously it wasn't something he probably didn't need to do in the first place, but it just shows how gifted and athletic he was that he tried it. So that's great. I think this is the type of development from players with him and John Means that we want in this organization, that we're trying to instill in the minors and the major leagues, and they're two really good examples of two homegrown guys.
There he is, Mike Elias. Mike, thanks a lot, my friend. Continued success to you.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.